And as the Triple Harp Bypass Boys fade away into the distance there with the Star of Munster reel from the album The Iron Lung, all that remains for me to do is to say you are very welcome indeed to another hour and a half of the very, very best in folk, roots and acoustic music going out worldwide in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the west of Ireland and all over the airwaves in the islands of Britain. So a special welcome to all of you listening on the airwaves. And can I remind you, radio listeners, that if you go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, you'll be able to download the podcast of this show and of every other show that has been podcast. More than 200 of them, and keep them on your little iPad, your iPhone, or your clone, or whatever. However, enough from me. I'm going to kick off with a track that never, ever fails to cheer me up. Jackie McCauley from his album Shadowboxing, with a version of The Old Triangle, a song written by Brendan Behan, but this version I think is one that Brendan himself, the late, great, broth of a boy, troublemaker, drinker, playwright, poet, and great talker, would have been only too pleased with.
A hungry feeling came over me stealing, and the mice were squealing in the prison cells, and the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. The day was dawning. Triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. The screw was peeping and the lad was sleeping, and he was dreaming of his girl Sal. And the old triangle went jingle jangle.
I do love that track, it's brilliant. Great musician, great singer, Jackie McCauley there from his album Shadowboxing with The Old Triangle, a song that comes from a play called The Queer Fella, written by Brendan Behan and produced for the first time in London by the company Theatre Workshop, directed by Ewan McCall's first wife, Joan Littlewood. I once met her, and what a woman she was. She could swear better than me. What a character. Now, all the members of this next band, Trail West, are young fellas who hail from the Hebridean islands of Tiree and South Uist. South Uist is where I go fishing from time to time, in vain attempts to catch sea trout and salmon. The lads have been steeped in the musical traditions of their islands. From their second album, Rescatter Mastered, this is a cracking version of the classic traditional song MacPherson's Rant. Just about to be hung due to a woman's machinations, he asks for his fiddle so he can play a final tune and then break his fiddle across his knee. What he doesn't know is that there is a reprieve on its way, but the rotten buggers who are going to hang him turn the clock forward, so by the time the reprieve arrives, it's too late.
Farewell, ye dungeons dark and strong, a long farewell to thee. MacPherson's time will no be long on yonder gallows tree. 'Tis by a woman's treacherous hand that I was condemned to thee. Aye, she called me over to the windowsill, and a blanket she threw o'er me. I say rantingly, and say rantingly, say wantonly, gay ye. He played a tune and he danced to the moon below the gallows tree. Aye, that laird of Grant, oh, that healing sands, who first laid hands on me. He pleads the cause, oh, Peter Brune, led MacPherson dee. Tie these bands, they off my hands, and bring to me my sword. 'Cause there's no another man in all of Scotland that'll brave him at ours. I say rantingly, and say rantingly, say wantonly, gay he. He played a tune and he danced to the rune. Now to see me hanged, and some to buy my fiddle. But before that I do part with her, I'll break her o'er the middle. Aye, he's taken the fiddle into both his hands, and he's breaking it o'er a stain, saying there's no another's gonna play on her when I am dead and gane. I say that. And say rantingly, say wantonly, gay he. He played a tune and he danced to the rune below the gallows tree. My mother think, when first that she cradled me, that I would turn to the roving trade and die on the gallows tree. A reprieve was coming o'er the brig o' Banff for to set MacPherson free. So they put the clock there a quarter of four, and they hanged him from the tree. I say rantingly, and say rantingly, say wantonly, gay he. He played a tune and he danced to the rune below the gallows tree. I say rantingly, and say rantingly, say wantonly, gay he. He played a tune and he danced to the rune.
McPherson's Rant from Trail West, a new album just out, Rescatter Mastered. Cracking album, and I love that song, always have done. I got a feeling that Dick Gocken used to sing it, but I've never found a recording by Dick. It was just one of those standards that many people did, so perhaps I'm mistaken. But it is a cracking song about Jamie McPherson, a real outlaw who robbed from the rich and kept it. No, he didn't. I'm just being stupid. He did give it away to the people he looked after, the common people. He was a traveller, apparently, also, which is another reason, probably, why they wanted to hang him. Now, here's another track from the lad who put the port in Portugal. Derry Farrell, which is spelt D-A-O-I-R-I, just in case you wondered. Do go and check his website out. You can get there through our website. Is a great singer and great musician, and I've watched him getting better and better over the years. A Dublin electrician who is now travelling the planet, charming the underwear off Carmelites with his dulcet tones and his great bouzouki playing. This is from his new album, Trueborn Irishman. It's a song in celebration of a travelling man called Pat Rainey. I should warn you that the song starts with the sound of a horse's hooves. It's not Derry's teeth working themselves loose.
Travelling man, I'll mend your owl pots, I'll make you a can. I'm prince among nomads, I'm king of me clan. Fall de dal 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 day, I tramps down the road with me horse and me dog. There's game in the fields and there's turf in the bogs. I sing like a lark and along I do geog. Fall de dal 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 day, I comes by the river and I catches a fish. I've always got plenty to put in me dish. Me browns and me short will I surely can stitch. Baldy dal 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 day. I grab hold of me pipes and I'll make for the town. Finds me a gun seat and I sits myself down. I squeeze on the bellow, all of the run gathers around me. Fall da la 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 day. I play Mrs. McLeod's and the wind in the gap. And it pleases the crowd as they dance and they clap. And many's a bright shilling they throw in me cap for me. Fall da la la la. Sure, it's no crime to sit down in the shebeen with comrades sublime. I dance till the morning, I'm no slave to time. Baldy da la 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 night comes down from the farm. Her husband gets cold, but I am quite warm. For here in me tent, she'll come to no harm with me. Fall de dal 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 day. But when winter comes around, for fear of the damp, I'll whistle the dog down the road. We will tramp, and that housewife will sigh when she sees we broke camp. Oh, fall de dal 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 day. But when springtime comes around, I'll pass back this way. Boil up me old Billy and I'll have me some tay. I'll check if the buffer has one on the way for me. Fal-di-da-la-la-la-lay. Pat Rainey, I'm a travelling man. I'll mend your owl pots or I'll make you a can. I'm prince among nomads, I'm king of me clan. Fal-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Love it to bits, love it. Pat Rainey from Derry Farrell's album True Born Irishman. And I think Derry's over in the UK on tour in a couple of days' time. He's supporting Sharon Shannon on tour. And hopefully I'll get down to see him in Bury at the Met. Great singer. And I think he's going to go places and not just Bury, Lancashire. Here's a great ragtime tune from the wonderful Mr. Dave Van Ronk, the late and great Dave Van Ronk. Born 1936, died in February 2002. He had a massive influence on Bob Dylan, Tom Paxton, Patrick Skye, Phil Ochs, Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Joni Mitchell, all the people that went round Greenwich Village in that wonderful, wonderful period, the 1960s. Bob Dylan actually recorded Van Ronk's arrangement of The House of the Rising Sun on his first album, The Animals, took it and turned it into a chart-topping rock single in 1964, helping to kickstart the whole folk rock movement. But here is Dave Van Ronk in his ragtime suit with the ragtime jug stompers playing the Temptation rag. And this goes out for my old friend Steph Hoyle, who laboured with me in the Edison Bell Spasm Band. But that's another and much longer story.
Thank you.
wonderful. Love it. Temptation Rag, Dave Van Ronk, from the album Ragtime Jug Stompers. Now, here's a little story. The song I'm going to play you now is called Chickens in the Garden, and it was originally called The Farmer's Daughter or The Little Chickens in the Garden. It was written by the American songwriter James Alan Bland, Victorian songwriter, who also wrote Golden Slippers. You know that tune? Did-a-lump-dum-dee, did-a-lump-dum-da, did-a-lump-dum-dee-lump-dum-dum. Anyway, he wrote the song, and it sold 10,000 copies in the first week. It became so popular that it actually wormed its way into the tradition, particularly in America and Canada, and found its way to these islands in Scotland, in England, and in Ireland. Martin Carthy and Norma Waterson heard a man called Joe Udall singing this song at a shepherd's meet in the Lake District in 1974, took a fancy to it and learned it. And this is their lass, Eliza Carthy, singing it on an album she made with Bella Hardy, Lucy Farrell and Kate Young, I think in 2013. The album is called Lay Lamb, and from the album, this is Eliza with the girls singing a song what her mum and dad learnt from a shepherd in Cumbria, but what was written in America in the times of good old Queen Vic. Chickens in the Garden. That was a long story, wasn't it?
When first I came to Yorkshire not many years ago, I met with a little Yorkshire lass, and I'd have you all to know. And she was both blithe and buxom, she was beautiful and gay. And when I went to court the lass, I heard her daddy say, "Treat me daughter decent, don't do her any harm. And when I die I'll leave you both me tiny little farm. Me cow, me pig and me sheep and goats, me stock, me fields and barn, and all the little chickens in the garden." When first I went to court the lass, she was so blooming shy. She never said a dicky bird while the folks stood by. But as soon as we were on our own, she made me name a day. Oh, listen while I tell you what her daddy used to say. "Treat me daughter decent, don't do her any harm. And when I die, I'll leave you both me tiny little farm. Me cow, me pig and me sheep and goats, me stock, me fields and barn, and all the little chickens in the garden." And so I wed my Yorkshire lass, so pleasing to my mind. I always did prove true to her, and she's proved true and kind. We've got three bairns and they're grown up now, there's a grandbairn on the way. And when I look into her eyes, I hear her daddy say, "Treat me daughter decent, don't do her any harm. And when I die, I'll leave you both me tiny little farm. Me cow, me pig and me sheep, me goats, me stock, me field and barn, and all the little chickens in the garden. Treat me daughter decent, don't do her any harm. And when I die, I'll leave you both me tiny little farm. Me cow, me pig and me sheep, me goats, me stock, me fields and barn, and all the little chickens in the garden."
You know, Carthy Hardy, Farrell and Young there with the album Laylam. I think they should go back in the studio and record more stuff because I do love the way that album sounds. It really swings. Everything on the album has got a life to it. It's among some of the best English folk music ever recorded. Love it. The album, like I say, is Laylam and that song was called Chickens in the Garden. Now, there's two folk acts currently on tour. In a few moments, you're going to hear Chris Drever from his album Blackwater with the song Steel and Stone. Chris Drever, of course, great singer and great songwriter, wonderful traditional singer and musician from the Orkney Islands. Like I say, he's just, I think, finishing off a tour as this programme goes out. But before Chris, you're going to hear Lady Masery from that album Cycle with the Diggers song. Gerard Winstanley was part of a band called the True Levellers in 1649. They became known as the Diggers because what happened was this. They took over common land, land which had always been held in common by the ordinary people, but had then been enclosed by the landowners. They took the land over and started digging it, putting houses on it, and forming their own communities. Of course, the justice of the peace and the establishment didn't like that. They were arrested, in many cases held without trial, and their houses were burned down. This song was written by Gerard Winstanley, and it's called The Digger's Song. I think this arrangement is one that Lady Masery got from Chumbawamba, but I'm not sure. It's a great song, and these are three great singers, and their new album is superb.
You noble diggers all, stand up now, stand up now. You noble diggers all, stand up now. The wastelands you maintain, seeing cavaliers by name, your digging do disdain, and your persons all defame. Stand up now, diggers all. Your houses they pull down, stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pull down, stand up now. Your houses they pull down to fright poor men in town, but the gentry must come down and the poor shall wear the crown. Stand up now, diggers all. Their self-will is their law, stand up now, stand up now. Their self-will is their law, stand up now. Since tyranny came in, they count it now no sin to make a jail of gin and to serve poor men therein. Stand up now, diggers all. The gentry are all round, stand up now, stand up now. The gentry are all round, stand up now. The gentry are all round, on each side they are found. Their wisdom so profound, for to cheat us of the ground. Stand up now, diggers all. The lawyers they can join, stand up now, stand up now. The lawyers they can join, stand up now. To arrest you they advise, such fury they devise. But the devil in them lies, and hath blinded both their eyes. Stand up now, diggers all. The clergy they come in, stand up now, stand up now. The clergy they come in, stand up now. The clergy they come in, and they say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all. The club is all their law, stand up now, stand up now. The club is all their law, stand up now. The club is all their law to keep poor folk in awe, but they no vision saw to maintain such a law. Glory now, diggers all.
And the Ponderosa Trail, where a thousand lights light up the night like a giant Christmas tree, where the gasoline lakes reach to the skies of the Smoky Chimney Mountains. Blackwater gave them gold and silver, now they're breathing steel and stone. Blackwater gave them gold. silver, now they're breathing steel and stone. Breathing steel and stone, breathing steel and stone. Black water gave them gold and silver, now they're breathing steel and stone. Misty crystal fountain, and all the chiefs and Indians smoking peace pipes in their chairs. In a ghost town by a river, I have kids stuck at home. Black water gave them gold and silver, now they're breathing steel and stone. Black water gave them gold and silver, now they're breathing steel.
Strever there with Steel and Stone from the album Blackwater, and before Chris you heard Lady Maisery from their album Cycle with The Digger's Song. And both those groups, artists, sets of people, whatever you want to call them, are, like I say, on tour or coming to the end of a tour over here in the UK. I'm going to read this next bit because I won't fool you and pretend I'm making everything up that I say on the show. This is from their sleeve notes. The Western Flyers Trio are one of the most exciting new bands to glide onto the music scene in years. Their music is a distinctive cross-section of the great American songbook. Authentic Western swing, hot jazz and swing standards, cowboy songs and electrifying old-time fiddle tunes. Well, I couldn't have put it better myself. Here are the Western Flyers from their album Wild Blue Yonder with a song that many of you will recognise. The Tennessee Waltz. And in fact, if you feel like it, take your loved one, or even the cat, or the dog, or a cushion, or a salt cellar in your arms, and do a little three-quarter time round the kitchen while you're listening to this. But not if you're driving. Thank you.
darling, the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee
Tennessee Waltz from the Western Flyers album Wild Blue Yonder. Love it. Now, to raise the tone a little bit, and for any little ones that might be listening, I'm not talking about short in stature people, I'm talking about any children that might be listening, I'm going to play you Bernard Wrigley, the Bolton Bullfrog, an old pal of mine, singing what I think is a lovely, lovely, sentimental, slow ballad. But before I put it on the turntable, could I point out that the trump in the song is not the gentleman in America what the world has been talking about.
To Bombay, a travelling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan, and was never seen again. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and trundled back to the jungle. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. The head of the herd was calling far, far away. They met one night in the silvery light on the road to Mandalay. So Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. Night by night, she danced to the circus band. When Nelly was leading the big parade, she looked so proud and grand. No more tricks for Nelly to perform. They taught her how to take a bow, and she took the crowd by storm. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and trundled back to the jungle. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump.
Well, I thought that would raise the tone of the show just a little bit. Bernard Wrigley accompanying himself on a bass concertina. And I happen to know that he bought that from, I think, the Salvation Army shop in Manchester when they were selling off all their concertinas. He used to have concertina bands. He got that one for himself, and he got me a bass concertina as well, which I have still got. That comes from the album Now So Funny As Folk. Bernard Wrigley with Nelly the Elephant. Now, when I was in Portugal recently, I managed to get hold of Jackie Oates and have a little chat with her, which you're going to hear in a few minutes' time. Jackie Oates is one of the finest singers of her generation. There's a sparseness and yet a great depth to her singing. She's got a massive love of traditional songs, and she's also an immensely talented fiddler. I love her stuff to bits. You're going to hear the talk we had in a few minutes' time, but first of all, here she is with Marrowbones.
Well, there was a pretty young woman, and in Oxford she did dwell. She loved her husband dearly, she went up to the doctor's shop to see if she could find anything at all that would make her overblind to me.
Tiggery or a Warramung, beware the likes of she. Tiggery or a Warramung, the island he can see.
Oh, just you get some marrow bones and put them on to boil, and when he sucks the marrow out, he won't see nothing at all. Well, the doctor wrote to this old man and told him what she spoke. The husband thanked him kindly and he said he saw the joke.
Tiggery, tiggery, orum, orum, and beware the likes of she. Tiggery, orum, orum, and the diamond he could see.
Bones from the album Saturnine, and I'm in my hotel room in Portugal yet again. My studio in Portugal, I should call this. And Jackie's here with me. Jackie, great to see you again, and lots of stuff been happening in the last 12 months, which we're going to talk about in a bit. But first of all, I've always seen you as a quintessentially English singer and musician. How did that come about? How wasn't it rock and roll or jazz or punk or something else? How was it traditional English music that got you?
Well, it was... I suppose it was an obvious thing, but I didn't realise it at the time because I was brought up on a diet of Nick Jones and June Tabor and all of this array of music from my parents. And my dad was a Morris dancer, and we went to festivals every summer. But I suppose the English thing really came about when I started to discover the music for myself. So I left home and I was studying English at Exeter and started going to the sing-arounds and just... realising that what really grabbed me was the ballad singing and the words and the narrative and how songs really tell a story, and it's so important to get those words out and make people empathise with them and see the meaning in them.
Well, I've known you in your recordings from the very earliest days, from when Phil Beer was your guiding light, and it just seems to me that it didn't take any time at all before you'd found your own particular style, which was bare, stripped back, letting the songs do it for you, pretty much.
Yeah, I just think there's such a beauty in simplicity and sparsity, and I really want to convey that. I don't see the point in overloading songs with too much detail, because I think they lose their meaning. So it's a kind of, catharsis, really.
Well, just talk us into this song I'm going to play now, which is your version of one of my favourite songs of all, which is The Lark in the Morning. Beautiful stripped-back version with pizzicato strings.
The Lark in the Morning is a song I've known, and I think lots of people have known, for decades. And so I really like taking very well-known songs and sort of turning them on their head a bit and getting people to see that there are other elements to them. So I wanted to see this song a bit like a painting, like a landscape painting, and bring out little sort of artistic elements, and that's where the plucked strings come in and the drone and the calmness.
As The Lark in the Morning from Jackie Oates' album The Violet Hour. Jackie, you've been off the road for a while because you've had a beautiful little baby, a little girl, haven't you?
Yes, I had a little girl called Rosie back in January, and I have been doing gigs, but it's been it's been a totally different experience. Yeah. Having her with me. But I've noticed she absolutely loves being out of the house and being at festivals and soaking up the music. So that's been such a joy. Yeah. I think she's happier at gigs than she is most of the rest of the time.
And what else are you doing? Are you teaching? Are you working on other projects with people?
My day job consists of teaching children to play the violin and the piano. So I'm still doing that, but I'm also slowly working on some new material for a new album. And I've been working with my good friend Megan Henwood. So we've just released an EP called Wings. And I'm hoping to explore the lullabies area a bit more. Now I've got my own baby, I understand so much more about it. So.
Yes, because of course you did an album purely of lullabies about 3-4 years
ago.
Yeah, which is a cracking album. And just before we go out with another number, I want to just ask you what you think about the state of English folk music at the moment, because Ireland and Scotland, and to a great extent Wales also, have had a terrific resurgence in the last 20, 30, 40 years in their traditional music and in new writers and new people coming along, like Chris Drever, straight out of the tradition, also writing stuff. You know, you've got that wonderfully vibrant scene at the moment in all those three areas. But now I've been looking, and England too is coming through. I mean, you've had the old stages like Show of Hands and, you know, lads like that have been at it forever and have been flying the flag. And now you've got people like the Teacups, Changing Room, Nightfall, Phil Henry and Hannah Martin. What do you think about the scene at the moment?
Yeah, well, again, I was brought up in the late 80s, early 90s, and since then I've seen this real resurgence in English music and this pride in it, and I think that has been steadily growing and growing for a good number of years now, and I think we're at our most creative point with the tradition, and there's a real sense of celebration with, you know, how much you can do with it. So I think it's a really exciting time for English folk music.
Yeah. Let's finish with The Devil and the Farmer's Wife and tell us a bit about it, your version of a song which is all over the place. You find it in the Appalachian Mountains, Ireland and everywhere.
Yeah, so this song was put together by me and my brother Jim, and we come from a Cotswold Morris dancing tradition, so we wanted to do something that was really kind of embedded within that. So this is a tune called Glory Shears, and we've actually taken the words and fitted them to the tune, and my husband's a Morris dancer as well, so we did this for him.
dancing in chain.
Rights the legacy to rely.
She took out a stick and she clattered their brain. There were two little devils a playing at ball.
Rights the legacy to rely.
Saying, take it back, father, she'll murder us
all.
So the devil, he hoisted her up on his back like a bunch of potatoes bound up in a sack. And back to her house and she's gone with the crowd. Well, I've been a tormentor for most of my life.
Fight for liberty to rely.
But I never knew torture till I met your wife.
Sick to rely.
Women is better than men.
Fight for liberty to rely.
They go down to hell, they get sent back again.
Sing to rely, little I day.
Playing lovely singing from the album The Spyglass and the Herringbone. That was Jackie Oates there with The Devil and the Farmer's Wife. And before that, I was talking to Jackie in my hotel room in Portugal. What a lovely lass she is. Now, I played a track from Red Tail Ring in the last show, and I dug deeper into their back catalogue and found an album called Mountain Shout. Red Tail Ring are a duo from America that play mostly old-timey stuff, but some of their own contemporary stuff as well. Well, Mountain Shout is an album of pure mountain music. I love it. From it, this is a song which is found all over these islands and all over the Appalachians and the Ozarks too. This is Red Tail Ring with The Cuckoo.
And she wobbles as she flies. She don't ever say cuckoo till the 4th day of July. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds. Well, I know that you made me fold. You stripped off of my pockets of their silver and their gold. She's a pretty bird, Lord, and I wish that she were mine. She don't ever drink water, no, she only drinks wine. I've played cards in England, I've played cards in Spain. I'll bet you $5 I'll beat you next game. Thank you. on the mountain so high, so I can't say we as my darling goes passing by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she won't move. She don't ever say cuckoo till the 14th of July. And she warbles as she flies. She don't ever say cuckoo till the 14th of July. Till the 14th of July. Till the 14th of July.
Lovely stuff. I love that Jew's harp introduction at the beginning. For me, any track that's got a Jew's harp on it is worth playing. Great stuff. That was Red Tail Ring from the album Mountain Shout with their version of The Cuckoo. Now, I was sure that I'd played you this next track sometime way back in the last 4 years, but checking the archive and looking at all the track lists, I found that, in fact, I hadn't. How stupid of me. It's the Cayley Bandits with the great Tom Russell song St. Olaf's Gate. The Cayley Bandits are Ian O'Neill, Yvonne Casey, Quentin Cooper and John O'Connell. They come from County Clare, and it says, I love this, on their website, quote, they are steeped in traditional music but are not curtailed by it, and at their live gigs, Lahinch surfers mix with set dancers from West Clare and heavy metalers jump around beside Kjoltas members. And why not? Here they are with St. Olaf's Gate.
Drinking black market vodka in the back of a Scotsman saloon. Red meat and whiskey like a coyote drunk on the moon. Outside in Oslo, the buskers all sing the same tune. And it's waltzing Matilda while the bagpipes played old Clarolou. Here's to the ladies you've loved and you don't meet again. The night is warm whiskey and the morning is a cold bitter wind. And the blue-eyed Madonna leaves town while the drunken man waits. It's him standing alone in the shadows of St. Olaf's Gate. She came down from Burgundy, said she spoke little English but laughed and drank whiskey instead. In the morning he found it, a note by a rose on her plate, saying meet me at midnight by the corner of St. Olaf's Gate. Thank you.
morning is a cold, bitter wind. And the blue-eyed Madonna leaves town while the drunken man waits. Leaves him standing alone in the shadows of St. Olaf's Gate. Leaves him standing alone in the shadows of St. Olaf's Gate.
St. Olaf's Gate from the Cayley Bandits eponymous album. I'm not sure if they're still gigging because that album is from a while back, but if they are, and I'd love to go down and see them in conjunction with those heavy metal fans and the Lahinch surfing dudes. Great stuff. Now, the Furrow Collective is an English-Scottish quartet. Lucy Farrell on fiddle, viola and vocals. Rachel Newton on harp, fiddle and vocals. Emily Portman on banjo, concertina and vocals. And Alistair Roberts on guitars and vocals. With four people like that coming together, it's got to be good. And good it is. They mostly focus, I suppose you would say, on English and Scottish traditional folk song. But this one I'm going to play you now is from slightly further afield. It's from their third album, Wild Hog. I played you a track from that a couple of weeks back. And this was recorded by Lucy Broadwood in 1901 in the deep South Downs of Sussex. Lucy Broadwood, here's another bit of useless information for you that will win you prizes in pub quizzes. What family was Lucy Broadwood from? She was from the Broadwood family that made pianos, all those beautiful pianos that were shipped all over the world. So some of you listening in Australia, New Zealand and Canada might have a Broadwood piano in your front room with a potted plant on it and an antimacassar, whatever that is. Here's the Furrow Collective from the album Wild Hog with a song collected by Lucy Broadwood, sometimes called The Bonnie Boy, but here it's known as Many's the Night's Rest, and it's sung beautifully.
Again, you never
is The Night's Rest from the Furrow Collective's new album, Wild Hog. Now, I've got time for a couple more tracks, and I'm not going to talk very much about them at all, because the less I say, the more I can play. This is Emma Sweeney from her album Pangaea with a cracking version of The Star of Munster. Sweeney, young Manchester Irish fiddler there, with a beautiful version of The Star of Munster. That's from her album Pangaea. Now, Robin Stapleton is a young Scots singer. She's got a voice to die for. She's just coming to the end of a major tour, 3 dates still in Scotland, so you lucky people north of the border will be able to go and see her. On the 26th of November, she's at Johnstone Bridge, then she's in Glasgow on the 29th, and finishes her tour in Edinburgh on the 30th of November. From her album Fickle Fame, this is just a wee taster of what a beautiful voice the lassie has. This is Skipping Barfoot.
As I was walking down yon hill, it was on a summer's evening, 'twas the hour I spied a bonny lass skipping barfoot through the heather. She wore a good old bonny blue, her petticoat was a pheasant colour, and in between the stripes was seen shining bells o' blooming heather. Bonny lass, will ye gang wi' me? Will ye gang wi' me and leave the heather? Silks and satins ye shall wear if ye go with me and leave the heather. Oh, young man, your offer's good, but will I ken you will deceive me? But gin ye steal my heart awa, better though I'd never seen ye. Oh, but she was neatly dressed, she needed neither hat nor feather, she was a queen among them all, skipping barfoot through the heather.
Skipping Barfoot, otherwise known as Skipping Barefoot, Robin Stapleton there from her album Fickle Fame. What a beautiful song. And you lucky people north of the border still got three chances to see the lassie live. Well, I've just got time for one more track, and this is Zoe Mulford, the great singer, songwriter, banjo player, great old-timey banjo player, who is going to be at the Settle Folk Gathering in 2017. From our album Roadside Saints, here she is with a song called Our Lady of the Highways, and this is the note which explains it all. Our Lady of the Highways is a statue which stands on the right side of the northbound I-95, just south of the Delaware border. She is especially beloved of truck drivers and travelling musicians. Well, all of you musos out on the road, going round the folk clubs and concerts of wherever this winter, I hope that Our Lady of the Highways is looking after you too.
Thank God for the radio and convenience store coffee. 3 hours you've been on the road and it should have been done. Northbound to Delaware, you'll pass the temple where Our Lady of the Highway stands looking on. Blessed be the children and the strangers, we are all together. We are all alone, all the sleepless dreamers, all the restless angels. Bless all the wanderers far away from home. Red lights in the passing lane, hundreds of pilgrims, all your fellow travelers, you don't know their names. Some come through here every day, some have come from a long, long way. Our Lady of the Highways loves them all the same. Blessed be,
blessed be
the children and the strangers, we are all together. We are all alone, all the sleepless dreamers, all the restless angels. Bless all the wanderers far away from home. White rag on the driver's door, glass
pass on the shoulder. The ditches and the medians blossom with shrines, fake flowers and a wooden cross, and the names of the ones we lost. Our Lady of the Highways knows they're yours and mine, and blessed be. Swish of the wiper blades, rain on the windshield, passing exit 108 to the town of rising sun. Black sky fading into blue, clouds shift and the sun peeks through. Our Lady of the Highways welcomes every dawn, and blessed be. Bless all the wanderers far away from home. Blessed be the children and the strangers. We are all together. We are all alone. All the sleepless dreamers, all the restless angels. Bless all the wanderers far away.
Bless all the wanderers far away from home. Our Lady of the Highways, Zoe Mulford, from her album Roadside Saints. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, please, because we've got no money for advertising. And if you do like the programme, then some of you mates might like it as well. A special thank you to all you people who have been writing in from Australia, Canada, New Zealand, all over the place. I've now got quite a collection of little flags stuck into the map of the world to see where people are listening from, including a chap who listens from an oil rig in Mongolia, somewhere near Ulaanbaatar, and I'm not making that up. So please, spread the word, look after yourselves, and mind how you go, because it certainly is becoming a very, very strange world indeed. And I'll say no more, apart from Nelly the Elephant and Trump, Trump, Trump. Oh dear.